they go to the weather station. So it's all part of the same telemetry. So I got two of those, and they're in the garden there. And I also have two that are not connected to that. It's just a standalone wireless little monitor here, about the 4-inch display, LCD display. And you stick those in the ground, and it's, TDR, FDR technology.
Node,
so it's the same as the $1,000 unit that I guess the farmers or professional agriculture folks would use. But I paid about, $60 for one unit, and the other one, they charged about $25 or $30 per sensor. So anyway, step back to you, VA7NRC.
Interesting. Can you give me some names on those?
Yeah, well, the weather station is EcoWit. 9 is the model number of the weather station here. And along with that, you need a Wi-Fi gateway or one of these monitor displays that I have here that also functions as a Wi-Fi gateway. And then it'll send all that information to your tablet, or you can upload it to Weather Underground and check it from halfway across the world. And that shows you all the different, much more detailed telemetry than the screen does on the, it tracks everything. You can go back, historical data, all that. That's the EcoWit weather station. And then the other one that I have is, I don't know if it says anyone on here. It's a, I can't remember what the other one is called. If you don't have that weather station, I want to say V4, but it might not be right. It might be Vivo Sun. I'm not sure. I think it might be a V4 one.
Okay, copy that. Well, we can search Vivo and weather station. It'll probably pop up. And EcoWit, you gave me the model number, but you cracked up there just for a second. What's the model number on that EcoWit?
Oh, it's Whiskey Sierra 6-9. And the moisture meter sensors are Whiskey Hotel 5-1 is what the model number of the soil moisture sensor is. But you need to have a Wi-Fi gateway to work with it, and it'll say that on there. But yeah, the WS 5-1. Oh, Vodiston. Okay, so the other one that I got that's not connected to the weather station, it's Victor Oscar Delta Echo Sierra Oscar November. Vodiston plant soil moisture meter with 230-foot RF wireless waterproof and LCD display. That was, $60 for two sensors and the display unit.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, thanks. We'll do some digging on that. Look them up and see what I can find. Thanks. Have yourself a good week coming up. That little moisture for now. Hopefully you'll have some sunshine and nice weather for the next week coming up.
Hi, Roger, 7-3. Thanks for taking the check. And enjoy the rest of your Sunday there. VA7NRC, West Vancouver.
Copy that. Will do. Do we have anybody else? Later, Mess. Too shy to talk the first time round. Now that everybody's kind of quieted down, you got a little more nerve, want to key the mic and talk. Love to talk to anybody else that's left out there. This is Victor Echo 5, Golf Tango Whiskey, and it is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat, and that's what we do. Please come now.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf, James on Vancouver Island.
I think we must have doubled a bit there. I missed the first VE or whatever. I got 7 Tango Golf on VC, so on the island. Please come again and give me your call.
Yep, this is Victor Echo 7 Tango Golf. And yes, I'm on Vancouver Island.
Yes, James, I'm sure we've talked before. I'm going to guess north of Nanaimo, but I may be wrong on that. Go ahead.
Yep, we've talked before. I'm north of Victoria, south of Nanaimo. I'm in a little town. Normally, I'm in a little town called Crofton. It's on the east coast facing Salt Spring Island. And, well, it's a nice little community, quiet, And normally when I'm at home, we're about midway up the side of the mountain, so get a little bit of altitude. But right now I'm down in Cowichan Valley, close to the out front of Tim Hortons.
Hey, you got everything going for you, eh? No women in Tim Hortons, eh? Man, that's like a bonus, no? Go ahead.
Well, I don't know about the woman part. She's sitting right beside me. She's the reason why we come down here. She gets the ice cap, and I get a little bit of lemonade. That's all good.
Dang, I got red-handed on that one. Oh, well. If you're going to slap somebody, wait till I get back out on the island, and then look me up, and you can give me a smack on the cheek there for my comment there, sweetheart, for lack of other terms. Yeah, great talking to somebody out there. The brother-in-law, I think I told you before, lives out in Nanaimo there, and I did do some studying on 11 and 12 there, and I know the names. Don't really always know quite where they're located on the island, but I do remember Salt Spring Island because that's where we went for grade 12 skip day. That's when all the guys in the boarding school snuck out and loaded up with beer and wine and all sorts of other alcoholic stupidity and spent a day away from school. And we actually fooled the people at school because everybody used to go to the island just down river or down lake from Shawinigan Lake. Used to always go down there, and they went to look for us, and we weren't there, and we'd gone to Salt Spring Island because somebody's parent had a cabin there. So, yeah, that's my Salt Spring Island experience. Thanks for being there, James. Go ahead.
Always fun to do all those things when you're younger. Absolutely. Well, you know, I better let you go. Thanks for letting me check in. You're right. I'm the shy guy. I like to come in at the end. That's what it is. Salt Spring Island is beautiful in the summer. Looks okay in the winter, too, because it basically looks off. We could look off our deck, and that's all we see is Salt Spring Island. So high enough on the hill. I can see over top of it, see the coastal mountains through the U.S. and up into Canada. Never have a problem getting into the local repeaters.
Yep, copy that. Yeah, it is a beautiful spot. I have been on the island one other time. I have an ex-boss, I guess. The last name would be Woolley. And I believe he's now suffering from dementia. And his wife, I think, is still around. I'm not sure if they're still in Salt Spring or not. But I did go over and visit them, and they had a beautiful view as well. It is a nice spot.
Well, thanks for letting us check in. I guess we'll try again somewhere during the week. Never seem to get in on time, but try once in a while. I like it. Take care. Good talking. Victor Echo 7, Tango Call.
No problem, James. We're hooked up here pretty much always through the Canada Hub. And I think that includes the island there as well, because I think BC is all tied together quite nicely. And there's always somebody monitoring that's willing to chit-chat. I'm usually at my desk a good chunk of the day. But, yeah, thanks for joining us. Like I said, it's you folks out there chatting with that we get to meet and get to know about a little bit, and that's what makes it interesting. Have yourself a great week, and make sure you keep buying your wife the little nice chocolate, mocha coffees, and enjoy your lemonade. And I'll humbly bow out and hope she'll forgive me. Hey, folks, we're still on the last call. If there's anybody else out there that has not made it into the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat, now would be the time to do it before we close things up. This is Victor Echo 5, Gulf Tango Whiskey, looking for somebody that's just not had a chance to get in. If you're there, please come now.
Kilo Echo 9, Delta, Quebec, Sierra, Todd in Indianapolis, Indiana.
I always have trouble catching it. By the time I register that it's an American call, I'm always half a second behind. It's Kilo Echo 9, I believe, Tango something. But would you come again on the call, Todd? And thanks for joining us.
No worries. It is KE9 DQS, Kilo Echo 9, Dairy Queen Sunday.
Hey, well, that's, I'm going to say that's a notch up from Tim Hortons here with James in Vancouver Island. But I like them both, but I am a Dairy Queen fanatic. I used to always have a good excuse to go for a bike ride just to go to Dairy Queen. So what's Todd up to? What do you do for comfort and keeping yourself busy this time of year?
Well, I appreciate you having me this evening. It's been a while. I joined this net probably several months ago. I got on a few times, but trying to get back into getting on nets here, familiar ones, and you guys always had seem to have nice people, nice conversations, so wanted to get back in here. During the summer here in Indiana, it's pretty hot and humid, just trying to deal with all of that in the upper 20s Celsius for you guys, upper 80s for Fahrenheit here down here in the States, and humidity about the same level percentage-wise. Just trying to stay cool. Just trying to catch up on some ham radio projects that kind of got left to the wayside here, but I'll break here. But like I said, just trying to get back into some nets. I haven't been in a while, so appreciate you guys having me. 7-3 to everyone, and hope everyone has a good upcoming week. Take care. KE9 DQS back to net.
Not a problem taking another call. That's what this is all about, is getting to meet people in the hobby. And are you still a working fellow, or are you privileged and get to retire?
Unfortunately, I do have a job. I turned 47 here in this coming October. I work for a construction management firm here in the capital city here, Indianapolis, and I do IT for them. So in the technological arts, if you will. Hi. But still at that for probably for another 15, 20 years or so.
Yep, copy that. Well, if you ship your numbers around, you're getting pretty close to me. I got one more than that. But, I hit 3/4 of a century. Actually, no, I'm one more than that now. I'm one past the 3/4 century. But tech industry is interesting. I'm a bit of a geek myself, septuagenarian geek as it is, but I find it interesting and whatnot, and working for a living, there's no shame in that. We've all done it, at least most of us, and as long as you enjoy doing what you're doing, it makes it that much easier to get up in the morning and go do it. So enjoy your work, good luck with it, and look forward to chatting with you again there, Todd. Have yourself a great week. Hopefully it'll cool up and maybe get a bit of a breeze there. We're 30 centigrade today, which, 32 was our high, and I won't convert it. It's in the 90s someplace, which it's just it's in the hot, H-O-T range, and that's all it has to be. Have yourself a great week. Enjoy the cool when you get it, and enjoy work. Hopefully it's air-conditioned. 73s for now, Todd, and thanks for joining us.
I'll copy that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's about the same down here in Indiana as well. Yeah, it's definitely in the hot, as you put it, for sure. Yeah.